You're listening to Real Talk Radio on ESPN Southwest Florida. Online at ESPNSWFL.com.
Kind of writes it. I do.
Just like that little girl told me down by the cold creek. It don't matter if your bowls are dusty. Beer in the tackle box out on the flat rock. Big Mac hook with only the right look. Lure in the sunshine. Ripples in the sweet tide. Papa's going out of sight. Even if it tastes all night. Ooh, I'm gonna catch me when, cause I.
Good morning and welcome back to Real Talk Radio. This is Captain Debbie Hansen. I'm in the studio this morning with my special guest co-host, Captain Alex Stolinski of Spot on Charters.
Good morning.
Hey there, Captain. Happy Memorial Day weekend to you.
And to you.
And thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having
Certainly
me.
Appreciate it. Good to hear that tune, our girl Claudia Heuser.
Love her coffee and her voice.
She's coming out with an album.
Really? Cool.
Yeah, I got a text message from her manager, and I got a special sneak preview. So I can't wait to listen to that a little bit more. And I know she also came out with a Drunken Bean whiskey. Huh. Which is actually her coffee infused into the whiskey. So I'm going to have to try that some Sunday night when I'm looking for a cocktail when I'm at home relaxing. Yeah, I'll let you know.
I went
that
no
is.
Good from bad when it comes to booze, so I'll trust you on that.
Yeah, well, she's doing all kinds of awesome things, so it's great to see all of her successes. And I just can't wait her album to finally be released and for everyone to be introduced to all of the awesomeness that is Claudia Heuser. But we're actually going to head right on over to line three because we've got Captain Steve Johnson standing by with our tournament and event rundown. Hey, Captain Steve, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Captain Debbie, Captain Alex.
Good morning, sir.
Good to hear you on Memorial Weekend. And
you too.
Good to hear you on the app. I was a little concerned I wasn't going to be able to hear it on the app, but it works.
Yeah, the app and website, everything is still status quo there. So good
news.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Super. So what's going
on? I remember when everything used to be on the old channels, and now I guess we're back.
Yep, we're taking we're taking it back old school.
Full circle, huh?
Back to the Dino days.
Yep. Absolutely. So what's the latest, Steve?
Well, you know, today is the start of CCA Star Tournament. So
yes.
We're gonna start that off today, Saturday the 29th. It runs through September the 6th. So they got about $500,000 in prizes and scholarships for everybody. If you need to be registered, go to CCAFLstar.com. If you are 18 and older and a CCA member, it's $40. If you are not a member, it's a couple of bucks more, which includes the membership. If you are a youth, 6 to 17 years old, there is no cost involved. I think there might be a minor $10 fee in there somewhere, but I'm not sure. And you will need to get yourself a measuring stick, measuring tape that you can pick up at Laird's Economy Tackle in North Fort Myers or one of the places you can pick those up, and then get the app loaded if you haven't got it loaded, the Florida Star Tournament app, and you are set to go for 101 days of great fishing throughout the summer.
Yes. Absolutely. I still need to stop back up at Dave's and get my measuring device because I'm all
there
registered. I'm ready to go. I just need to get my measuring device.
Yep. If you can't make it to Lair's, almost all the West Marines also have them. So check that out as well. So get that set up. And like I say, they got a ton of prizes, a lot of tagged redfish this year. They've got an abundance of them all over both coasts. So it'd be a great, great tournament. Locally here, we've got coming up on June the 3rd, we've got the 14th Annual Bricks and Sticks Fishing Tournament, and that's happening out at Captiva. That'll be Thursday the 3rd is the captain's meeting, and then the tournament is the 4th and 5th, so it's a great weekend out there at South Seas. They make a great event out of it. It's always a very popular tournament. On the 12th, we have the Flats Masters Tournament Series. This is their number 2 event up in the Punta Gorda area, so check that out. We also have on the 12th, the Grouper Slam, and that's out of Fort Myers Beach, out at Getaway Marina. So they're having that back this year. And we also have, down in Marco Island, we have Cast Off to Summer 2. That's a great tournament that they've had for several years going on, so that's a great event happening down in the Marco Island area. On the 26th, we've got a couple of tournaments. We've got a new one that's popped up. It's Hook a Snook Catch and Release Fishing Tournament, and that's out of Inglewood. So this is their first year for that tournament. And also, if you are a Maverick Hughes Pathfinder boat owner, the Southwest Florida Maverick Boat Group Owners Tournament is in Pine Island. They have that out at Rob's out there at, my mind went blank, where you got married, Debbie?
Tarpon Lodge. Yep,
took me a second there. they've got that tournament that they do every year. They do two or three of those. They do one here locally in Pine Island. They do one down the Keys in Isle of Mon, and I think there's one more that they put on somewhere else in the state. Also, on the 26th, we have the Junior Flats Masters Tournament, and that's in Punta Gorda, happening that Saturday afternoon. Up in the Central West area, up in the Tampa area, we've got a lot of things going on. We've got on Saturday the... on Friday the 4th, we've got the Gulf Red Snapper is opening from June the 4th through July 28th. So that's our Red Snapper season opening up. I don't know if you've talked about that yet.
No, not yet. That was on my list. So thank you for bringing that up. Absolutely.
Yep. So everybody's looking forward to that. They stretched it out a pretty good amount of time this year. So a lot of days. Evidently, we're pretty plentiful out there. I'm not a big snapper person. I go out once in a while, but I know a lot of people look forward to that. A lot of people come into the shop and are gearing up for that. Also, throughout the state of Florida, we have a tournament called the BMS Snook Challenge. This is an online tournament that is throughout the entire state of Florida that starts on June the 1st. It's a event that you can sign up online. Just go to fish-florida.com, click on that, and it'll take you to their website to get registered for that. On the 5th, we have the Cobia Big Fish Tournament. That's out of Homosassa. And then on the 11th of June, we have Reeling for Kids Saltwater Challenge. That's out of Steinhatchee. And on the 26th, we've got Hook a Snook, that's it for June in Central West. Over on the East Coast, we've got a couple of things going on, not a ton. We've got... on the 3rd, Meet Mayhem Kingfish Pro Series. This is their third leg in St. Augustine. And they also have the 35th annual Ladies Off Fish Off in Pompano Beach. And that's also on the 3rd. And the 5th of June, we have the University of Miami Sports Celebrity Tournament. They bring a lot of celebrities in on that tournament. I believe that's a billfish, sailfish-type tournament.
Mm-hmm.
On the 19th, we've got over on the East Coast in Pompano Beach, we've got a Extreme Kayak Fishing Tournament, and that's happening on Saturday the 19th. So I know a lot of kayakers fishing these offshore tournaments and things like that. It's becoming very, very popular as well. Down the Keys, we've got a couple of things happening. We've got on June the 4th, Friday, the 7th Annual Dolphin Tournament. That's at Slippers Dockside Restaurant in Key Largo. We also have the original Big Pine and Lower Keys Dolphin Tournament in Big Pine Key.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 7th, we've got the Don Holly Invitational Tarpon Tournament out of Alamorada. And on the 11th, we have the 8th Annual Ladies Dolphin Tournament in Tavernier. And that's the same weekend that Betty Bowman has her Ladies Let's Go Fishing Screaming Reels Tournament. And that's in Alamorada, a tournament seminar setup that she's putting together. So got some stuff going on there. Down in... up in the Panhandle area, we've got a couple of events going on. We've got, on the 18th, we've got the 33rd Annual Pensacola Junior Anglers Billfish Tournament, and that runs along with the Ladies Anglers Billfish Tournament on the same day. So, and on the 26th, we've got a Redfish Tournament up there in the North Florida Redfish Series. This is their number 5. This is their championship going on the 26th. So, quite a few tournaments happening. Things are getting busy. Things will slow down a little bit tournament-wise when it starts getting, you know, July and August, and then they'll start kind of picking back up in late August, September, October. Those will be some busier times, too, when it starts to cool down just a little bit more.
Yep, absolutely. Well, great, Steve. There's plenty going on for folks to get involved with, for sure. Quite the list of tournaments out there. And of course, like you mentioned, CCA Star kicking up today. So thanks so much for calling in and for giving us the update. And we'll catch up with you next Saturday. In the meantime, have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You guys do too. See you, Debbie. See you, Alex.
Yep, take care.
Thanks, Steve. Bye bye.
Take care. Bye.
All right. And we're going to head over to line 2 because we've got Texas Tony standing by. Hey, Tony. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain Debbie. Hello, Captain Alex.
Good morning, sir. How are you, my friend?
We haven't had lunch together in a long time. I need a captain's burger.
You got it. I'll call you this week.
Yeah, you guys need to coordinate that.
Yes.
Get that on the books.
So I'm gonna. It won't be this week. I got a knee replaced, and it is. We're not having good luck getting the swelling to go down.
Oh no! Well, we'll be thinking of you. Hope you're healing quick.
Yeah, I tell you. I'm happy that I got it done finally. So, anyhow, good morning.
Good morning.
Buzzies did get open Thursday night. So
it is open.
Good.
Open for business.
Proud residents of Pine Island, Florida, St. James City. It is so cool.
Well, congratulations on that, Tony. That's exciting stuff.
I think it's very appropriate to be following the gentleman with the fishing tournaments because, we talked last time, Fuzzy was a veteran. Well, Fuzzy also was his birthday is on October 31st. And I think it would be very appropriate, Alex, if you would assist, we do a fishing tournament for Save Your Captain. And what I mean by that is educating women to make sure they know their husband's PSA.
Gotcha.
Fuzzies and Pinchers and Deep Lagoon will be the sponsor. Debbie. Oh, by the way, Debbie, I think we are working on having a remote out there.
Oh, fantastic. Awesome. Great.
I know that the two companies are in talks. So.
Okay, good. I tried to put the wheels in motion there and make the connection, so hopefully that all came together.
Good,
but
good.
If you need me to help out anymore, you just let me know.
Yeah. But, I was diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer at age 47. I'm a 23-year survivor. God carries me. Christ carries me. But
Amen.
Tony.
It is a simple disease that, if caught early, can be cured early. And I was too young to be tested for it. So, things happen for a reason, and I'm still here. But I want to do a tournament on Fuzzy's birthday, and Halloween happens to be on a Sunday. I don't know, maybe we do it on Saturday. What type of tournament? I'm looking for y'all to help me out with it and what we do with it and everything else. But I think it'd be a fabulous thing for the community.
Yes.
Well,
we could kick that around for sure.
You guys can talk over a captain's burger and, I don't know, some crab wontons. I can go for the crab.
There you go.
The crab wontons.
You should be there, too.
Absolutely, Captain Debbie.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, we'll have to plan on that. That sounds like a great idea, Tony.
I think you've been to one of the stores more than once.
yes. And there is definitely a location off of McGregor that is one of my favorites, for sure.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so thank you for all you do and all the work you and your team puts in. And I'm sure that they've all been working exceptionally hard to get Fuzzy's opened on time and, so that it's opened up for Memorial Day weekend. So, yeah, I can't wait to get up there.
It really is neat to be part of the Pine Island community because it's like we had more golf carts in our parking lot than we had cars.
I'll bet.
Yep.
That's awesome.
That's great.
And we had a dock, 700-foot dock full of boats. So
awesome.
Although I didn't get to see it, they sent me pictures and everything. And we're really excited to be part of it. So
That's great to hear. That is great to hear. So, Tony, tell us, is there one particular kind of like standout special menu item that Fuzzy's is going to be offering is kind of like their specialty?
Debbie, that's kind of like asking which one of my stores is my favorite.
Like, or if you have a favorite kid. Yeah, right? There's something for everyone. We'll just leave it at that.
And my answer is the one I'm standing in at the time. I mean, you know,
good answer.
They're all special. They all the team members are special.
Uh-huh.
And I could remember people's names up to about 300. And now when I meet the team members, I just say, look, come up and talk to me and just reintroduce yourself, or let me reintroduce myself to you. I'm not an owner. I'm a team member, and I do want to talk to you. I do want to listen to you. So,
yes.
I hate the word chain. We are family owned. We touch our restaurants every day, and we love being part of the community. So, this fishing tournament, I think, would be a great thing to do. You know, we're on the water. We need to come up with what fish we're going to target. And I definitely would believe it would be a catch and release.
Yes.
So, you know, maybe we do a kayak division, all kinds of things we can do. But let's be creative and celebrate Fuzzy's life. And from what everything I've ever found out about the man, he was special. So.
Yeah, well,
Debbie.
Hope we can put the wheels in motion as far as that goes, Tony. And it's always great hearing from you. And we're going to wish you happy healing. So hopefully that swelling goes down and that knee heals up. And we're thinking about you. So,
all right, Captain Debbie and Captain Alex, you know what's coming, don't you?
You got it.
You can't fake fresh, Tony. You just can't.
I love y'all.
Have a great weekend,
you too,
Tony. Take care.
Yeah.
Bye.
And celebrate Memorial Day.
You got
safely.
It. Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That is Texas Tony calling in. And we
World
actually
famous
are exactly. And our phone lines here are blowing up. We're going to grab Captain John Fetter. He's standing by on line one. Hey, Captain John.
Good morning, you guys. How are you today?
We're doing good. Although, you know, you're throwing us off. You're calling in a little early.
My watch says 9:20.
I have Harper's graduating this morning. They have a little graduation ceremony, so I have to be there.
Oh, awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. Yes, you do. That is very important.
You got it.
So what's the report? So, give us the quick report from Estero Bay.
Well, my week was kind of up and down this week. I had some good days and bad days, which, you know, is called fishing. I did manage to find some decent sea trout. Question is, will, you know, some of them be around for next week when I can keep one or keep two and, you know, see what happens. But for the most part for me this week, it was a lot of snapper, a lot of trout, a lot of jacks, and some small sharks for me. So that's pretty much what I did this week. Typical stuff for me, shrimp on a jig head or shrimp under a popping cork. And a lot of my trout actually were caught in deeper water this week.
Yep.
So I know some people caught them in shallower water, but most of mine were caught in some deep channels this week. So
yes.
Gotcha.
A little bit different for me.
And you're using shrimp primarily, John?
Yep.
Yep.
Shrimp.
Got
shrimp
it.
On jig head, just bouncing them on the bottom.
Yep. All right. Well, good deal. And I mean, that's just good action. Like we always say, keeping those rods bent. That's what it's all about, especially when you're out there with families and kids.
Right. There's a pretty decent whiting bite this week, too. Happy to see them. So that's something a little bit different.
Yep.
So for me, anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, and I was thinking of you and Jennifer and the girls, because I had a mother and daughter out. We went out pan fishing, which was just super fun because it was nonstop action. That was last Sunday. And I got to say, it was just really fantastic to see a mom and daughter. You know, I get a lot of fathers and daughters. I get a lot of couples, but it was really great to see a young mom and a daughter getting out there, catching panfish, just having a really good day. And the mom wanted to learn all about rigging so that she could take her daughter and they could fish from their ponds in their neighborhood in their free time without needing the help of dad. So it was just so fantastic to see that. And they both really wanted to do everything on their own. And the little girl, Haven, wanted to cast on her own. And by the end of the day, she was like a pro. She did awesome. Such a great job. So I'll tell you
what.
That's
what it's all about, the future and getting more ladies and more kids out there, because that's what's going to help us in the long run.
It's about making those memories, those family memories, and, just spending time out on the water together as a family, for sure. Well,
definitely.
Great, John. We know you've got important stuff to do, so we won't keep you, but appreciate you calling in. Appreciate the report. You take care. And
All right. Everybody have a safe Memorial Day weekend out there on the water. I will not be out there, so.
Yeah, well, and congratulations.
That I avoid.
Understandably. And congratulations to your daughter, and we will catch up with you next Saturday.
All right, you guys have a great day and have a great weekend.
You too, John. Take care. Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye-bye.
That is Captain John Fetter with Catching the Cure Charters. And it is. We have to head off to a break. I was almost going to say it's time, but when we come back...
Yeah, we'll have to save that one on the backside.
Information.
And, hopefully I'll be able to do it because, I just wolfed down my sandwiches that Captain Greg brought earlier.
Oh, yeah. They were good.
He just at the back door, he brought me a bunch of chicken wings.
Oh, yeah, because he knows those are like, you're always raving about his chicken wings.
Oh, the best I've ever had, period. So hopefully I'll still be conscious at the end of the break, okay?
You're listening to Real Talk on ESPN in Southwest Florida and on the ESPN Southwest Florida app. We'll be back after these messages.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Listening to Real Talk Radio on ESPN Southwest Florida. Online at ESPNSWFL.com.
Like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because we're happy. Good morning and welcome back to Real Talk Radio. This is Captain Debbie Hansen. I'm in the studio this morning with my special guest co-host, Captain Alex Dolinsky.
Good morning,
hey,
good
Alex.
Morning.
Good morning. I love that tune. Can't help but be happy when you're listening to that tune.
Yep.
And I know we're getting ready to head into our useless information segment. We got to wait for Rick. He's on the phone. The phone lines, of course, have been blowing up this morning. Because I'm sure everybody's wondering, where the heck did Real Talk Radio go?
I'm losing my mind. I really am. It has just been nonstop.
Rick, you're a gem. You're a gem. Now, I know, the phone lines have been blowing up. But you know what? On the plus side, it means people have been listening and they want to know where we went.
People care.
People care.
And I should also say our good pal Pete Shepard from Sheeman & Shepard just called in a few minutes ago. He said, hey, tell Captain Debbie she is doing a fantastic job under extremely difficult circumstances. So kudos to you from Pete Shepard. And, of course, the Sheeman & Shepard show is not going anywhere. Still going to be on the air. We're all here. Nothing's changed. The only thing that's changed is where you're going to find us. So,
exactly.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, Pete. You're the best. All right. So we, without further ado, because we know there are people who are waiting for this, Gator Tom.
Yeah, in particular, our friend Gator Tom, who stopped by and paid us a visit this morning in person.
We got to actually meet the Gator
Tom. He traveled all the way from Swampville. He brought us gifts.
And I believe he showed up with Red Sox Tim.
That was Red Sox Tim along with him. Yep.
Compadre.
So we certainly appreciate that. So this one, as always, is for you, Gator Tom.
Here we go.
I've grown tired of you. What's wrong with you? You are useless.
Useless.
And now from the world's most extraordinary book of useless information, here's your host and mine, Captain Debbie Hansen, with useless information.
This is the Hit the Road edition of Useless Information.
Hit the road, Jack.
And don't you come back no more.
Oh,
hit the road, Jack. All right, so here we go. U.S. President Lyndon B. Johnson owned an amphibious car and used to drive guests into a lake to scare them as a practical joke.
My kind of guy.
Oh, boy.
I like it.
Alex, I was thinking Alex is going to be in the studio. I know he likes fast cars and fast boats. So what can I call in terms of useless information? Yeah, so actually.
An amphibious car?
Yes.
Did they still make those?
The car was German-produced amphicar, which was produced for public sale in 1961.
Wow.
One of the president's former aides would later recall, we reached a steep incline at the edge of a lake. The car started rolling towards the water, and the president started shouting, the brakes don't work! The brakes won't hold!
Wow.
We're going in! We're going under!
Now, Lyndon B. Johnson doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would have that kind of sense of humor, but apparently
he was.
Okay, good.
Yes. All right. And then, moving on to number two, the very first speeding ticket issued in the U.S. was given to one Mr. Harry Myers in Dayton, Ohio in 1904. The first speeding ticket. He was traveling at a breakneck rate of 12 miles an hour. 12 miles an hour.
Wow.
And then last, but certainly not least, residents in Churchill, Canada, leave their vehicles unlocked to offer an escape route for pedestrians who might encounter a polar bear on Main Street.
Wow.
Wow.
So
that's
if you need to escape the polar bear, just open
jump
car
in any
door.
Random car.
Yeah, and
except
then be
the convertible.
Sure. Exactly. And then be sure you lock the car doors behind you.
Boy, now that is community right there.
Right?
Yeah, that is a beautiful
That's
thing.
Your useless information for today.
Fantastic
you are
edition.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much. We needed that.
Yes, we did. We most certainly did. And then a few regulations changes that I wanted to run past folks just to make everyone aware. Greater Amberjack season in the Gulf closes June 1st. Gray Triggerfish closes June 1st. Gag Grouper actually opens. And then, let's see, what else do we have here? And Red Snapper opens as of, we just said, it's
fourth?
The 4th. Yep. Yes. And that goes through. So Red Snapper opens on the 4th, and then it stays open through July 28th and closes on the 29th. So the season's actually open for a total of 55 days this year.
Wow.
Which is
good.
A longer season than normal. Yes. Yes. We just got a text from Delusional Harbaugh, clearly a Sheeman and Shepherd texter. He said, not sure there are many convertibles in areas where there would be polar bears.
I know. I thought that after I said that, but you never know, right?
You really don't. Could be somebody that was taking a long driving road trip in their convertible.
My wife and I flew up to the UP in the winter the first time we went up, and I rented
Did
a convertible,
you?
And we were the only idiots running around
in
with
the
it
winter.
Oh, yeah,
in a convertible.
Well, I don't get the smell of winter, right? So that was my thinking.
Yeah,
I probably don't.
And winter
but I did
in the UP is definitely definitely a little chilly. Certainly, yeah. And then one of the other things that's pretty cool, in case folks aren't aware, I know a lot of people are out there, they're looking for places to take the family fishing over the summer. FWC launched a new Florida fishing pier finder. So if you're looking for a fishing pier in the local area where you can take the family fishing,
that's a good
you
idea.
Can just head on over to myfwc.com and look for the Florida fishing pier finder. And that's going to tell you where there are, you can search by city, county, feature name, or name of a feature if it's a bridge or a pier. And it's going to tell you where you can enjoy some public access with the fam. So I think that's pretty darn cool. That's pretty darn cool.
I get that question a lot, so that's...
Yeah, I'm sure that you get a lot of clients who come out with you. Maybe they're down here on vacation.
For the week or something.
And then they want to go, after they go on a charter with you, they get bit by the fishing bug, and they're like, all right, well, we want to take the kids out one or two more times while we're here. Where can I go?
Right.
And they're probably asking for beach access points. But, you know, the pier, it's a... I mean, we've got, you know, the pier that's... right down there by
Beach Pier and the Naples
Pier. Lynn Hall Memorial Park. It's great because you can take the kids, they can fish from the pier, they sell bait, tackle, everything right there at the pier. And then if the kids need a break, there's restrooms, there's food. It's a great way just to get the kids out for an hour or two. And then when they're ready or the bite turns off, they can go do something else or build sandcastles or look for seashells, whatever the case may be. So, yeah, it's nice to have that fishing pier finder for sure. So, yeah. So, Alex, what else you got coming up in the coming weeks? You out on the water quite a bit? You've got some charters on the books.
Minimal. I'm doing a lot more excursions with the big boats and my private stuff. We got a Bahamas trip and two or three Keys trips and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, and how are things looking in the Bahamas? So things are opening back up.
Open up and good to go. I know this weekend's a big one over there in Bimini.
Yeah.
So I would imagine most of the boat ramps on the East Coast are jammed full of boats that went over there yesterday for the 3-day weekend. So
yeah,
but yeah, they're open back up.
Especially with the winds laying down a little bit.
Right, right.
Everybody's probably raring to get out there. And it's this time of year when I know a lot of people are out there, you know, fishing for mahi. Yep, they want to get on the dolphin
bite. Right off
bite.
This moon, the wahoo would be very good, too.
Yep. Have you heard any scoop from the captains in the Keys that you keep in touch with on how the fishing's been?
Last week when I was down, obviously most couldn't get out
because of the wind.
We had one or 2 days we had seas that were 10 to 15
you
know, on the weather report. So they were big and... So, yeah, when they could get out, the dolphin bite's been insane. And actually quite a few nice-size wahoo are back. So, and they like it right around that full moon. So now's the time to troll for them, you know, early in that 200 to 400-foot range.
Yep. Good deal. Yeah, and then obviously, folks, just a reminder, the spotted sea trout regulations changing as of June 1st. So normal regulations for recreational spotted sea trout harvest resume. With a 6-fish recreational vessel limit, commercial harvest also resumes, but harvest is going to be held to the recreational 3-fish bag and 6-fish vessel limits. And that's obviously state water south of State Road 64 in Manatee County, through Gordon Pass in Collier County, not including the Braden River, any tributaries of the Manatee River. And then snook and redfish are still closed in this area through May 31st of 2021. So that's important for people to remember.
And I'm still going to stay catch and release.
You're still going to stay catch and release.
Yep.
Yeah.
Backwater fish. So,
yep. Even for sea trout.
Right.
Yep. And I think, you know, that's the thing. We're just going to have to see what happens. You know, we're heading into our rainy season and I know we're just starting to see some of those bigger trout
one
come
more
back.
Bad
so.
Tide situation or water quality. And it can knock this all out again, so we just need to be careful.
Yep, definitely. Yeah, definitely, for sure. So I know that you take people out every week, Alex, and you're putting people on fish, and you know you don't really get the chance very often to get out there on your own and actually catch fish.
Right.
Although late summer, moving into fall, sometimes you get probably an opportunity to get out there and actually wet a line yourself
like
and do some fishing.
I actually did.
So what is one of your maybe most memorable catches from when you've actually been able to get out on the water? Like your
catch
your
myself
catches?
Or just
yeah.
I
mean one fish or one experience that's memorable.
I'd have to go back to my daughter when she was, you know, I was a divorced father.
Yeah.
So I had her in summers and we were up in Bradenton wade fishing. and we were at the mouth of the Manatee River where it comes out into Tampa Bay, and we were wade fishing some really rich, thick grass there with a buddy of mine, and she didn't like it. She's like, "Oh, all this grass feels bad." And it was, you know, grass coming halfway to my knees, so it was
right
up to her little butt. She was like 7 or 8, and so I'm carrying her on my shoulders, wade fishing through this thick grass, all this gear in the middle of summer, you know, hot, muggy morning. But we come up onto a school of tailing reds that had been in the high 30s inches. I gave her the rod, threw it in front of me. I said, "Now start twitching that shrimp back," and boom. And I could actually feel her fighting it sitting on my shoulders and her body get tense and the excitement and the, yeah. And I literally, what, about 3 months ago had that fish. I dug up the picture and had the opportunity, Nick at 239 Flies and Sailfish Mounts actually
King
did
Sailfish
the mount
mounts
of that exact fish.
And that's
for
a
me.
Beautiful mount. Yeah. It came out so great.
So now
great,
I'm going to have the picture blown up where, you know, her and I were holding it and stuff. So, so that's probably my most memorable.
And what a great memory that is.
I wasn't holding the rod, but I feeling her, you know, the excitement in her body sitting on my shoulders was remarkable.
And I bet she still tells people that story to this day.
Yep, as do I.
Yeah, so. Of course. That's awesome stuff. And that is what it's all about. That is.
And I still get that excitement. Like I had Joe and, you know, his wife out, Bonnie, the Morrises, the other day. And, you know, he's been.
When Joe got that monster redfish, that was so awesome.
It was the last cast of the day. Last trip of the year, you know, and last. And boom, he got it. And it was remarkable. So I still have that same excitement.
Yeah.
Whether it's a customer or a friend.
Or you. Yeah. It's like that's exactly how I felt this past week when my client did got that huge bass. I mean, I was just so excited for him. It's like it's like your experience. I mean, you are there and it's a team effort and you feel all the same enthusiasm as they do.
Oh, I had tears in my eyes for him. I hugged him. He probably thought, "What's up with this guy?"
That's good stuff.
But yeah, no, it was just great.
That's good stuff. All right. Well, on that note, now that we got the warm fuzzies, we're going to head off to another break. You're listening to Real Talk on ESPN in Southwest Florida and on the ESPN Southwest Florida app. We'll be back after these messages.
I'm meeting my buddies out on the lake. We're headed out to a special place we love that just a few folks know. There's no signing up, no monthly dues. Take your Johnson, your Mercury, or your Evinrude and fire it up. Beat us out at Party Cove.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio on ESPN Southwest Florida. Online at ESPNSWFL.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to Real Talk Radio. This is Captain Debbie Hansen. I'm in the studio this morning with my guest co-host, Captain Alex Dolinsky of Spot on Charters.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're rolling into the last 10 minutes of Real Talk Radio.
Wow.
I know it. It flies. It absolutely flies. And we've got...
Yeah, I guess I was going to say, Captain Debbie, be really nice to this next guy on the phone, because without him... I probably would have been out of here by now because, you know, it's been a little crazy.
Rick, come on. Can't say that.
Well, okay, you're right. Let's just say I probably would have had a meltdown. How about that?
Okay, we can say that. And, yes. And you know what? I have to wish a very happy anniversary to this special guy on the phone.
Really?
Because it is our 6th anniversary tomorrow.
No kidding. Oh, happy anniversary.
Yes. So even with 2 captains in the house, we've made it 6 years.
That's not an easy thing.
He's a good cook, so that probably helps.
He's a great cook,
you know?
And he is always pushing me to strive to be something better, and I appreciate that about him. So, good morning, babe. How's it going?
Good morning. Happy anniversary. I thought it was 50 years.
50?
Come on. No, that's your... No, never mind.
It might feel like 50 years sometimes, yeah, exactly. Especially after this past year.
Yeah.
When Rick answered the phone, I had to give him crap. I'm like, hey, you know you're not on 99.3 anymore?
Yeah.
Well, you know what he did? He pulled that one. I mean, I'm like, I said, here, let me hit my recorded message I've been playing all day. Thank you for calling. We are aware we are no longer on 99.3.
Yes.
Yes, it's all good. It's all good. Now you're spread out amongst three different stations. So
you got it.
Exactly.
All part of the gig. It's just like fishing, you know? You got to keep moving around until you find things, I guess. I don't know.
Yep.
Well, and you know what? I was just saying, hey, we're thankful for all these text messages and phone calls because at least it means people are tuning in.
That's right.
So it's our indicator that people are actually wanting to know what's going on and we're tuning in on a regular basis, which we love. So thank you, everybody out there who has been so supportive. And we do appreciate your text messages and your phone calls. But, Greg, fill us in. Give us the report from this past week out there in Astoria Bay. Let us know what's been going on.
So, for me, it was a little bit of a slower week, actually, because I did have quite a few fly fishing trips this week. And, you know, some of the guys and gals I had, they weren't as, capable of getting those things out there far, and they were kind of just still learning, which is fine. We did still manage to catch some snook and some dredge and some jacks, some stuff like that. But it was a challenging day. I think I did three of those trips. Two of the days I did have one guy who could throw very well, and we had a lot of fun with Jackson Snook, and he popped some big fish. We did lose one giant fish after my hook broke. but I know, right?
That doesn't happen often.
And then, big old 32, 33-inch reeds, and jumps around a few times, and, you know, you think he just spits it. And I'm like, throw it back in there. And he throws it back in there, and, you know, 10 more casts go by. And I'm like, what's up with that fly? Let me look at that fly. And then you realize, oh, man.
No hook, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. But there's a lot of fish on the beach. The snook fishing, especially for those that I'm sure are throwing live bait or artificials, you could definitely bang on those. As long as you got east, northeast, somewhat southeast winds. Mm-hmm. So that you got that cleaner water and clearer water on the shorelines. Red fishing in the back, although I didn't do much of it this week, I've seen some good days and some bad days overall. Nothing crazy, nothing that I would say is amazing days. Guys are catching a lot of trout. That's nice to see. And, of course, I heard John earlier, he was catching some whiting and stuff in parts of the bay.
Yep.
For me, though, it's going to be pretty much juvenile tarpon. For me, for now until probably October, easily, I'll just be doing that gig, trying to get out there early on those stronger good tides and bang on those things for a couple hours and try and be off the water by 10 or 10:30. I'm actually driving right now to the marina. I'm going to be the designated driver for somebody today on their boat. So
good,
they're going to have a great time, and I'm just going to make sure everything goes safe and get them back to the dock, and everybody will be good to go. It's a lot better than getting out there and getting rowdy on your own. So.
Absolutely, and it's very smart of the people who actually chartered you for today to have a captain take the helm so that they can enjoy the day on the water and have someone out there.
And a lot of us, like myself and Greg, will go with you on your boat, provided you know we're open that day.
Yep.
Yep.
For sure.
So that's what I'll be doing today, and then the next two mornings I'll be out fishing early, and hopefully by the time we get to Tuesday or Wednesday, I think we'll start seeing these rains, and when that rain starts to come down, the fishing's going to go insane. So it's all good, staying busy, and if you do have a chance to get out there and go. It's been good overall.
Yeah, and I know that juvenile tarpon bite is going to really turn on once some of those rains come and we start seeing some more waters flushing out of our creeks and into our estuaries.
Yeah.
So that's exciting
we get
stuff.
A couple more rains and some overcast early mornings, it's going to be on fire.
Yeah, baby.
A lot of fun on fly, spin, live bait, whatever you want to do.
Absolutely. Well, Greg, thanks so much for the update. We appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks for breakfast.
You too, take it easy.
Yeah, thanks for bringing in breakfast for the crew. We appreciate it, especially today. And I will catch up with you later. So be safe out there today, and I'll see you later at home.
Yep. Tight line.
All right, tight lines.
It's already been out for a walk. Bye.
Good to know. Bye. That is Captain Greg Stamper with Snook Stamp Charters. Holy smokes, where did time go this morning? Oh, my goodness. Alex, you are the best. Thanks so much for coming in this morning
and
for being here, as always.
Thanks for putting up with me.
Always good having you in the studio. Share your intel and your years, your decades of knowledge in the marine industry.
Well, since 83.
Since 83.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I'm getting old. Don't like it.
Nah. It's just a number.
That's right.
It's just a
number. As far as I'm concerned, it is.
Yeah. Do you have any vacations planned for summer?
I am going to try to take this whole summer as late as I can. Many of the listeners know my wife's been battling cancer for 7-8 years, and we've come to the end of the treatments, and so it's time to hit her wish list and travel while she can, and we're going to make the best of the next 4 or 5 months together and do that, and then
travel around and see some family.
And she's at her best health as she can be right now, you know, without meds making traveling difficult. So that's what we're going to do. I'm still going to do charters when I can, but my priority between now and Christmas is going to be my wife.
Yep.
So.
Yep, absolutely. And we're always thinking about Brenda and just
she's doing
praying,
very well. Thanks to everybody and the community and all the help. And so.
She's always in our thoughts and prayers for sure. Yeah. All right. It's that time again. We got to go. Thank you, Richard, to the director of the show for pressing the buttons and screening the calls, especially today.
And answering the questions.
And answering all the questions. Thank you, Alex, for being here this morning.
You.
Remember, share your experiences, share your stories, and get someone new out on the water. Tight lines, everybody. We'll be back next Saturday. Same place, same time. Tight lines.
I'm sorry it's ended, oh, it's sad, but it's true, honey.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.